going back for some more, you'd say he was doing what?
Well, let's see now.
If you have a load of wood in your wagon and you're driving along, you say you're what wood? You're
Karen. Said we're driving along. Where are we leaving from now? From the wood.
Yeah, from the.
The wood yard or something. Wood pile or something.
To your house.
To your house.
You'd say you're what wood? You're.
Well, we're taking the wood to the house.
Well, I'm interested. Would you call that carting wood or drawing wood or hauling?
Hauling wood. Yeah, hauling.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a what of wood?
He'd have half a load, half a load. Or.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood or anything?
No, we didn't. No. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't. It doesn't, you know, sound familiar to me.
Say if you went out to the wood pile and got as much wood as you could carry in your arms, you'd say you had a
arm load.
Okay.
Arm full.
Did you ever hear a turn of wood?
Yeah, ton of, yeah. Huh? Yeah, ton. Sure, I've heard of that.
Meaning an armful or?
That's right, as much as you could carry, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
What about corn? Did you ever hear a turn of corn? Take a turn of corn to the mill?
Yes, I've heard of it, even though we didn't say use it in our, you know, in our immediate family. But I hear people use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what amount they were talking about, though. Uh-huh. You know, but they still use it. They, you know, they say, well, I don't know what they're saying, turn or ton, though.
Uh-huh.
But they still use it
mm-hmm.
all the time in the outlying areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people use it, but I never did refer it. We personally didn't use it in the family because I would know what it meant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hear them say, let's go get a turn of this or something.
Uh-huh.
But I assume they meant it just like we mean by go get an armful or go get a load, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
when we refer to a load, we mean as much as, you know, you can carry.
Mm-hmm. What about them? Carry clothes out to hang them on the line. Nowadays, you carry them out in a clothes.
Well, in a basket, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if your electric lamp wasn't burning, you might have to screw in a new.
Screw in a bulb, yeah.
Huh?
Screw in a bulb.
Okay. And tell me about the build. What different buildings did they have on a farm?
Well, you got your barn.
Mm-hmm.
In the barn, stable.
What was
a horse stable, you know, uh-huh. or something like that. And let's see, you have there are several different, you know, types of buildings on the farm. But we had what we call a crib,
uh-huh.
you know, certain farms.
Was that part of the barn or a separate building?
That was that could have been separate. We refer to it as separate because we'd say, well, a crib, corn crib or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say that was a particular section where we stored our corn or cotton.
Mm-hmm. It was a section of the barn?
Yeah, it was a section, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then outside of this particular crib, then we might attach to it would be what we... another building, I mean, you know, maybe a lean-to, a shed
mm-hmm.
that we refer to. Maybe where it's a stable, you know,
mm-hmm.
with a trough in there where we fed the
mm-hmm.
horses or cows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you ever have a building you called a granary or granary? Did you ever hear of that?
Granary.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I didn't because that could have been